sponsored by House Natural Resources Committee Chairman Rob Bishop, a Republican representative from Utah, and Committee Ranking Member Rahul Grijalva, a Democratic representative from Arizona, the new House bill comes just weeks after a similar bipartisan bill was announced in the U.S. Senate. Both bills are aimed at addressing the over $11 billion of national parks maintenance backlog. David Nimkin, Senior Regional Director of the Southwest for National Parks Conservation Association, said he appreciates the bipartisanship.
We hope that this kind of bipartisan, thoughtful, compromised approach to solving what has been one of the most challenging problems our national parks face, where over 331 million people last year visited, is a sign of things to come.
The bill, named Restore Our Parks and Public Lands Act, would establish the National Park Service and Public Lands Restoration Fund, where 80% of funding would go toward the national parks, and the remaining 20% would be divided amongst the federal agencies, with 10% going to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and 5% each to the Bureau of Land Management and the Bureau of Indian Education. 50% of all revenues earned from a variety of energy sources on public lands and waters would go directly to the fund as its main source of supply.
This is a bill long time in coming, as the state of deferred maintenance backlog in our national parks stands at over $11 billion. So the opportunity to make a robust and significant investment in the infrastructure of our national parks would be profound.
According to a 2017 Congressional Research Service study, 63.1% of Utah's land is federally owned, making it likely Utah's public lands will receive maintenance if the bill passes. More information is available at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.